Come on and lift your voices and your hands. Lift up our voices unto the Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The mighty one of Israel. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we pray that you bless the order of this service for thy glory. And that everything will be done to exemplify thy name. That thy name may be exalted above the heavens, above the confines of our flesh, that we may bless you above all things. We ask that our worship be received into thy glory. So we began to move in the spirit of righteousness, laying down the laws of the flesh, that we may move into the spiritual laws of Yahweh. And the law of Messiah, Yahshua, has made us free from the law of sin and death. There is no power to bind us today. For whom the Son makes free, they are free indeed. Rejoice in the hope of Yahshua, the Lamb of Yahweh. We thank you for that testimony of faith and the one of hope that we have in Messiah. Now bless the words today that are spoken. For you have declared that your words will not go out and return unto you void. We ask all things in thy precious and wonderful name. We bless you forevermore. And the saints of Yahweh lifted their voices with hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. You may be seated. We do bless the Father for all things today. We exalt his name and extol him. Above the heights of the heavens, for what a wonderful thing it is to come into his presence that we may have fellowship with him. For truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son. And for that we're very grateful and we're very thankful for that. We're very grateful to have Elder Richardson and Elder Jones and the saints that are from Yahweh's tabernacle. They're in Mount Crockhan, South Carolina. They're only 10.2 miles from this tabernacle. They're grateful that Yahweh has blessed us to be acquainted with them. What a wonderful thing in this hour. That Yahweh only revealed his name as Messiah unto those that he had called and reserved unto the promise of the Father that they would bear forth the covenant of Almighty Yahweh. What a wonderful thing in this hour that he may reveal himself to us in a way that we are not walking in bastardom, not knowing our Father, but we know the one that has made us free from every bondage and every yoke of sin. What a tremendous blessing in this hour. What a profound thing that he is doing in the hearts of his people. He is not doing it to the masses. This world is steeped in pagan religion. And tomorrow there will be some 300 million people consumed by what they call the Super Bowl. It is nothing but a form of Gentile Roman Catholicism whereby the titans of the gods will wrestle for the glory tomorrow. Yet the eyes of untold millions will be glued to that thing to defile their minds and their spirits. There is no clarity in their conscience. They cannot operate and function in the spirit. For they will, in their gala of activities, will offer up a sacrifice that is heard all the way around the world. And they will set them up in their whorehouses, their Super Bowl parties. And there will be those that these charlatan men that know not Yahweh, they don't even have a Lord or a Baal. Yet they will even shut their doors early so that they can entertain their fleshly, vile, wicked, sadistic mind. It is not of Yahweh. It is not a spirit of righteousness. Yahweh never intended for his house for his children to give their energy and their time unto something that is not vile, evil, and that destructive. It is a pagan form of worship. Yahweh is going to destroy the pagans. He's going to destroy every pagan. He is going to have those that will not worship him in Jerusalem, nor in Jefferson, but they that the Father seek will truly worship him in spirit and in truth. Don't tell me today this is worship. It is a pagan form that men draw from all of their pagan traditions and their religious experiences. There must be an emptying out of the vessel. And so even we began to incorporate all of those pagan identities and things that we have learned from every kind of vile, corrupt way, and think we can bring that before Yahweh and offer up a righteous sacrifice. It cannot and it shall not be received of him. Men will even sanction what is going on tomorrow. They will gather in homes for worship. They will go from house to house and break bread as the apostles did after Pentecost. And they will have their Pentecost. It is not of Yahweh. We can see the proliferation of this worship. They have taken the extremes now. We can see that they have sent their spirit unto the god Mars, that they may inquire of that strength to do battle and to fight against the prominency of Almighty Yahweh. You must understand that that is the power of the god Mars. What a power and strength. One that do battle at the god of war. And so they are spending untold billions to sacrifice to their god. And they will spend untold billions tomorrow. Sacrifice unto these strange titan deities, yet the name of Yahweh will not be invoked. And those that say they love them, they will go to that pagan activity and they will pray in the name of their god. They will not offend their gods, so they will pray in the name of their god. That's why there are so many today. You got the god of the Baptists, the god of the Jesus only, the god of the apostolics, the god of the Presbyterians, the god of the Lutherans, the god of the Orthodox, the god of Judaism. You got all kinds of gods today, and there is no concurrence with any of them. They defy one another. Their doctrines are not the same, and yet they all say that they are praying to God. Who is it? What one is you praying to? They're not praying unto Yahweh. It is one thing that the worship of Yahweh does. It revives a man's soul. It brings about the restoration of his commandments, his laws, and his covenants in a man's soul. You must press through to enter into that spiritual realm to worship Yahweh. It is a likely thing today because the flesh has such opposition against those laws of the spirit. Man is such a weak thing today. He will not stand for the righteousness of Yahweh. He will not stand for the things that are pure and righteous. So he gives his mind over unto the subtleties of darkness, that he is seduced by these natural things, and he literally thinks he is worshiping Yahweh, and yet he is worshiping his flesh. How can that be? That they all say that they are endowed by the Ruah, the Spirit of Yahweh, and yet there is no concurrence in the doctrine. It cannot be. It isn't so. And even as I find those of what we call the Yahwehist movement, they began to incorporate all of those doctrines and things that they have learned from the pagan identities, and they began to even bring a divide and a separation even in the name. And it ought not to be. They're full of their wickedness, their sins, they're corrupt in their ways. Yahweh is looking for those that have clean hands. Their hearts are sincere before him. that they may elevate his name above everything upon the face of the earth. That's all they're talking about is the Super Bowl. They can name every God. They can name every God that is participating in that wicked event. That will be filled with reveling and drunkenness. Yahweh has no intentions for us to be a part of that. You give your mind over unto that. You give yourself over unto a form of worship. Men are revived when they see that. Isn't that amazing? That men will come before Yahweh, but they will not fall prostrate. They will not exalt him. And yet before those gods, they will cheer. They will jump. You will hear these loud groanings of tears, extolling, exhorting. Yet when it comes to Almighty Yahweh, there is no voice. He shall let everything that hath breath. He means what he says. To exalt him. To exalt him. He means what he says. And so what Satan has done, he has given them a God that is palatable unto them. Men love the folly and the frivolity of those things. The women are given over unto that vile, corrupt spirit that pollutes even their minds to think rationally. That's why there's so much combat in the homes. These demonic powers bring that into the homes. You open up your house to that trash and that filthiness, you're going to find the very same thing in your homes. And so they were set before that vile thing called the television. David said, I will set no evil thing before my eyes. Yahweh never intend for our minds and our thoughts and our conscience to be shaped by something that is that vile and that evil. Whereby they promote homosexualities and these perverts will get on there and kiss and marry. And you tell me that's Yahweh, that's the strength of Yahweh. It is not so. The old sanctified preachers would preach against those kinds of things. And now they're worried about the dollar and how much money and the revenue. I believe that the earth and the fullness thereof belongs to Yahweh. The cattle upon 1,000 hills are his. And the earth and the fullness thereof, it belongs to him. He is more than able to supply. But he wants worship toward him. When a man begins to truly worship, there's a labor to worship. He must labor to enter into that place of rest. He must labor to enter in. Because the flesh opposes everything that exalts your way. Do you not know that your carnal mind and your flesh is enmity against him? It doesn't savor the things of your way. It despises his truth. Because there's a correction there, a reproof. He sets things in order. He shows us our vileness and the transgressions of his law. And so this old vile, corrupt flesh, it despises that. It doesn't want to adhere to that. Shall resist Almighty Yahweh. They will drink. They will become drunken tomorrow. That is what they call gluttony. They will regurgitate. And they have their pukeries where they will regurgitate that trash out of their bellies. And they will drink and eat and drink and eat. Yahweh is not in the midst. He never intended for some man to call himself a preacher to set that trash up in the tabernacle. The tabernacle is where his name ought to be exalted. So they've set up their tabernacles at home. They have set up their temples, not the tabernacle of Yahweh. And in the midst of those temples, you have every kind of vile thing there is. Every kind of corrupt spirit is loose in the midst of that vile house. They allow every kind of corrupt thing to enter into their home. Don't you understand, saints, that that is the thing that Satan is going to use to destroy the minds of this hour? Men give themselves over to television today more than they do prayer or anything. They sit there in bewilderment and they are seduced and bewitched by that little thing that draws the strength of their mind to be shaped by the things that they perceive to be reality. And they are not reality. Create in me a clean heart, Yahweh. And renew the right spirit in me. There's nothing clean on it. There's nothing pure on it. Faith of Yahweh comes by the hearing of the word of Yahweh being preached. And he ordained men to speak his proclamation with power and authority. Let that down, brother. It gets a little chilly for the saints. And that is what he has done. Yahweh is going to destroy them. He's going to destroy every last one of them. I want to read something because Elder Richardson and the saints, they're going to have to leave, but I do want to have he and Elder Jones to speak and to say something before they leave. There will be opportunities for them to come and to preach and to speak those things which Yahweh delivers unto their hearts and their souls to minister unto the house. We are in an hour whereby the form of this Gentile pagan worship is exceeding in this hour. It is one whereby the minds of men labor intensively to get into that natural realm whereby the God or the spirit of their bellies enjoy what they think is luscious and plentiful for their wicked, vile, natural man. Yahweh never intended for that. He made man and put him in the Garden of Eden. He made him there to exalt him and to reverence him when he come in the cool of the day, that he may know that this is the Mighty One and the Creator. He did not give him all the things that would take his mind away from pure worship and acknowledging him. You must understand that is one of the things that Satan, when he offered Messiah, he said, I'll offer you all these kingdoms and the beauty of them all. There's only one catch. You bow down and you worship me. He said, it is written that man shall worship Yahweh and him only shall man worship. Only Yahweh. Yet there are all kinds of gods. They're the gods of the Jews and the gods of the blacks and the gods of the Caucasians. Everyone has a god. The gods of the Indians, the god of the Iranians. They all have their gods. It is not being administered by the spirit of Yahweh. There's one thing about this spirit of Ruah. It will testify of the mighty testimony that was sent to reveal his name unto the house, and that the people are kept in that name. All that were given unto Messiah, he kept them in the Father's name. There was no other name that he kept them in but that name. And we are sealed by the Ruah of the witness of that name as the 144,000 pure, cleaned those out of the tribes of Israel, that we have the seal of Yahweh written in our foreheads. And that is the power of our proclamation. Nothing else. Nothing else. It doesn't come by some religious edifice or some religious trinkets or relics of religion. And that's all we have today. Religious relics brought down by this pagan Jezebel that she has administered her Babylonian power and dispensed this vile spirit throughout the earth. But the Jezebel is coming down. Yahweh says she's coming down. And she's going to fall too. She's going to fall in her worship and her religious practices. They're all coming down to the earth. And they're going to be consumed by the fierce fire of Almighty Yahweh. He's going to consume this Jezebel, the spirit today that has seduced many, that they are so bewitched they can't obey the truth. This is a nation that is filled with bewitching men and women. They are so bewitched they cannot obey the truth. They declare that they have started in the spirit. And now all of a sudden they're going to perfect it by the flesh. Tell me where the persuasion came from. It did not come from above. It did not come from Yahweh. It came from your traditions. It came from those relics that you hold on to. This persuasion did not come from Almighty Yahweh. And yet they think that they're walking in the truth. They're walking in darkness. Their minds are steeped in darkness. They're walking like drunken men groping, looking for some light, and there is no light for them to have. Messiah is the light of the world, and he has shone forth the glory and the honor of Almighty Yahweh. In his name you find the very magnifico power of whom he is. You can't reject that and say you love him. You are a pervert on your way to hell. His name is an excellent name. Messiah shall keep them in thy name. He did not keep them in any other name. Tomorrow they will keep everyone. Isn't that something? That game they play tomorrow, it is called what? No, it is called what? Football. Thank you, Clive. It is called football. The game they play tomorrow is called football. And yet they have given a supreme name to the title of that game. It is called the Super Bowl. Yet it's the football that is played in the Super Bowl. And yet when it comes to your way, he is some kind of derelict, some kind of strange thing wandering around as these other gods. It's not so. He's going to bring this Baal worship down to the pit of hell. And he's going to bring them all into their houses. He's bringing them in there now. And all of their houses, he's bringing them. He's going to gather them all together. He's going to send forth the sword out of his mouth. And he's going to consume them. That is no lie. You don't compromise with the truth of Yahweh. Joel said at first, no man stood with me. Every man can forsake me. Makes no difference at all. He said, yet you always stay by my side. Demas loved this world, so he went back. Alexander the coppersmith, he didn't want much wrong. And Yahweh named them by name. He wanted you to know their names through the annals of time. He wanted you to know their names. And they did him much evil. He said, I'm going to destroy this Baal worship. How is it so? The apostolics and the Pentecostals have no oneness. And they say they're following the doctrine of the apostles, the disciples of Messiah. They're liars. They're following their rituals that have come by the corruption of men's hearts. There was no unanimity. There is no oneness. And so they began to battle to see who had the supremacy of doctrine. My doctrine is more supreme than your doctrine. My doctrine has more strength than yours. So I'm going to go my way. I will start my little apostolic faith. And they're full of hell and sin and darkness. You can show me in scripture nowhere what Messiah said to those apostles. He said, you go to all nations, every nation there is, you go and teach them. You baptize them in the name of the Father. We must find out what the Father's name is. The Son has given us authority to do that. And by the direction of the Ruah, because the Spirit of Yahweh will speak of nothing but what Messiah Yahshua has done to bring glory and honor and to exalt the name of the Father. Why? Because he came in that name. There's no other name, but just one name. Yahweh, that's his name. No other name given on the earth whereby we can be delivered from the crutches of sin. But by that name. And so when he's doing it in this hour, he's revealing that unto his house. And no one else. Don't you know the princes of this world, if they had known who Messiah was, they did know. They did not know who he was. They did not know this living word of Yahweh that was made flesh. They didn't know him. Because if they had known him, they would say, we can't mess with that. And so this world today doesn't know. It tells you it does. It's full of lies. Full of deceit. There's no way you're going to be a part of this present world and say you love him. He wants us to come out of it. Be ye separate. Touch not the unclean things of this world. He doesn't want us touching these unclean things. Because they're vile and full of vileness and filthiness. They corrupt the heart of a man. They bring about the strange illusions of darkness. Whereby he began to worship those things that are not even true. They are gods that they have made with their own hands. They're Elohim that they have made, that they have established. They've established their own Elohim. Say, this is the one of supreme power. They have no power. David declared amongst those that call themselves God, there is none like you. None possess the power, the unction, the authority. None possess the might because they can't create a thing. Zeus can't create nothing. Those titans tomorrow cannot create one thing. They cannot make a seed. They cannot make a tree. And Yahweh created all things. He made you. He made the complexity of your body. That even these gods of darkness in their medical, their pharmaceuticals try to figure it out and they still can't figure it out. They try to sustain life and they still can't sustain life. Yahweh is the life giver. When he breathed into man, he became a living soul. It doesn't come by the hands of this pagan worship, this pharmaceutical and this trash that has been orchestrated by the hands of hell. There's no healing in their medicine. No healing comes from Yahweh. You see what that's done to the world today? Even the elderly saints used to have that faith for healing. They don't even have that today. They're afraid. They can't even trust Yahweh. They trust some pervert. Some homosexual man that calls himself a doctor. Some Jezebel woman that calls herself a doctor. That's what they do.
Jezebel and their drunkenness drinking and drinking wine and drunkenness, and they're full of their own drunkenness. They're greedy and they're lustful for a dollar. But the love of money is the root of all evil. And they trust that over the word of Yahweh. I believe by the stripes of Messiah I'm healed. There was not one physician there for Job. Job, he said, though the skin worms eat my body, yet he's gonna trust Yahweh. His eyes are gonna behold the mighty one of Israel. This is a false religion today. It is not something that is pure. When a man comes to that place whereby there's a worship unto Yahweh, he will fill his soul with restoration. That's what worship is. Revive a man's soul. There's no reviving in this nation. The only thing revived this nation is a cheeseburger or a hamburger. They shut down one of their gluttonous plates and fill their bellies. That's the only thing that revives them. The word of faith doesn't revive them. And that's what pure worship is. It calls a man's heart to be revived. It calls his soul to come alive. And the fullness of the breath of Almighty Yahweh. And when that breath comes alive in him, he becomes a living soul. He becomes a living soul. As he breathed the breath into Adam, he became a living soul. He was quickened unto life. We have assurance of that. Messiah, Yeshua, he has come to give us that life. He brought a law of the Spirit that made us free. Now, he is the law of the Spirit. He is the law of the Spirit. It makes us free from the law of condemnation of the flesh, all right? That's what he came to do, to deliver the law of the Spirit. The law of the Spirit made us free from the law of sin that works in our members, and the law of death. And we're separated from Yahweh. Our minds cannot comprehend nor receive his righteous laws. We must receive what he says. Whatever he say to us, we must acknowledge that. Don't you know tomorrow they're going to acknowledge their team? And that whole stadium, you will not even be able to hear yourself think. From the time the first whistle blow, they're going to have these naked women clad in nothing at halftime. Now this is supposed to be family entertainment. They're going to have these naked women clad in nothing playing football. What man that says he loves Yahweh will sit there and allow his mind to be filled with such pollution? He is a pervert and a liar. I don't care who he says he is. I don't care what he preaches. He is a flat out liar. They've got these Jezebels and going to get half naked. They're not going to have on anything. And these men are going to set, and that's one of the entertainments that they're going to wait for. Their goddess, they're going to look at their goddess. That's what they're looking for, and lust it in their minds, and their spirit given over unto damnation of their own souls. There's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is where death and destruction. All the ways of a man, they're pure in his own sight. But Yahweh ponders, or he weighs the spirit of a man's heart. He never intended for us to be like the world. Anything that is highly esteemed in the world is an abomination unto Yahweh. And they esteem that. They esteem that television, their VCRs, their internets and their computers. They esteem that more than they esteem Yahweh. Don't tell me you're going to give that more time than you give Yahweh and say you love him. You're a flat out liar. And that's a fact. Regardless of what man says. Well, I see that, then what's wrong with that? I know you don't, because you're doing it. I'm telling you it's wrong. I tell this world it's wrong. It's not right. It's corrupt. It's vile. It's so different than the pagan Christmas and the pagan holidays. What's the difference? It's all the same. It's all the same. That is the tilt of worship tomorrow. In the height of the high solstice, the winter season. Why at this time when Christmas and right at the season of the eastern star as they began to cry out? As they began to search for that hidden mystery for Mars, and they're willing to spend $1 trillion on that. You tell me that's not wickedness? That's why they said their rover named Spirit is the spirit of this corrupt nation. And they said the one that's named Spirit. Spirit is the rover's name, because they're inquiring of the spirits of the God of Mars, that he may empower them, that they may be mighty in warfare. And she boasts in that we are the first. We have landed our rover. We're going to find out things that are valuable and pertinent to our spiritual life. They're going to find death and destruction. And so everywhere you look, they got these Mars pictures. That's what they call them. They got these pictures of Mars and the Jupiters and the Saturns and the Neptunes. The name of their gods. Their constellations. He always talks about Orion and Pleiades, these gods, these constellations, and man is worshiping them. And the regard of Yahweh, and they get strength from that. You can see the picture from NASA. They began to drink and fill themselves with the spirit of their wine and their drunkenness. And they hug and they kiss each other, and yet they have no regard for one another through the course of the week. That's the spirit. You tell this Yahweh, it's a lie. It is that which has been conjured from the depths of darkness. It is by the hand of Satan. And Satan, he hath blinded the eyes of them. Why? Because the power of this glorious message might shine through to them. Lest they believe and their hearts be converted. If this truth is blinded or hidden from you, it is hidden because Yahweh has shut you to the blindness of your eyes by the power of hell, that you should believe it. And that your heart should be transformed. That you should be a changed man, a changed person. And so he has allowed this strange thing in this hour. Babylon, she is causing the world to be drunken with her wine. This religious harlot. That's why you have so many strange doctrines amongst this pagan Christ you call Christianity. You have so many pagan doctrines. Messiah came to preach one truth. That men ought to worship Yahweh and bow before Him. So He had to administer a law that would bring this wicked, deceitful heart of man something unto Him, that they may fall before Him, prostrate for a renewing of their mind and their spirit, and their conscience, the inner parts of a man, may be revived to acknowledge and worship Him. And they worship everything, their cars, their football, the basketball, the baseball. They worship all of that. And yet when it comes to Yahweh, He said, I'm going to bring them all into the house. I want to read something. I want to read something for you. It says here, in 2 Kings, I want to see what scripture says. I want to read a few scriptures. This is no time to play religion. This is no time to hold on to your vile traditions. Your mama wasn't right, nor were your daddy. You say what you want to, you can make them right. They die without the knowledge of truth in their sins. They reject the truth. And she had no power to speak unto you the strengths of your way. She gave you a law to govern your heart. A discipline. Yet we must move beyond that realm as well. Now I want to see what scripture says. We're going to see the tilt of this form tomorrow in their whorehouses around America, throughout the world, their pagan sun worship. They're going to gather tomorrow. Let me tell you, I don't care what these perverts say, these liars, Yahweh anointed the Shabbat, that man will come forth and worship Him. You're not going to lay around on your dust all day, sit around filling your belly with corn husks, and say you're keeping the Shabbat. That is not the keeping of the Shabbat. He wants you in His house. And they will go into the house of Yahweh on the Shabbat. He will say, first of all, you shut the gates to the city. Don't let anything come in here that would defile the city. And they will go to the house of Yahweh on the Shabbat. And so don't let this wicked word tell you it's not important. Then why do they gather on tomorrow then? That's just as much a form of worship. Why are they playing the Super Bowl on tomorrow? To worship their sun god Rhea. That's what they're doing. And that's why they like to have it in everywhere by sunny. Sure, they have it in Texas. But the sun is shining. Or California. Where the sun is shining. We are an ignorant people. His people are destroyed because of the lack of knowledge. He said about people, they're very saltish people. We think we know, we don't know nothing at all. We are the most unteachable people on the face of the earth. Because of your arrogance and your pride. Why? Because you don't fear Yahweh. You don't hate evil. You don't hate pride. You don't hate the evil ways. You don't hate your arrogance. Nor do you hate your foul mouth. For these things, I would have had to get to hate these things. There's a few of you already, soul. We're very arrogant and proud people. You're going to die in your sins as well. It's going to separate you from the love of Yahweh. And that laws of our spirit, Messiah, give us a hope that we do all things to please the Father. We don't do nothing to please ourselves. This foul, wicked generation. Mothers will please their wicked daughters. Knowing that Jezebels that have no regard for Yahweh. They will please their wicked sons. They have disdain for Yahweh. And they will despise them that do good. And yet they will exalt them that do evil. Your daughter, she's going to hell. She will die in her sins. And that's the truth. You will extol everything but Yahweh. He said, I'm going to bring them all together. And I'm going to destroy them. I want to show you an example. For Yahweh is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. I am Yahweh thy Father, and I changeth not. Therefore you sons of Jacob are not consumed. He doesn't change. His name is an everlasting name because it is a memorial unto him that by that we memorize his name and remember him. Corrupt wickedness. I want to read something from scripture. 2 Kings chapter 10. I want to do this expeditiously. I want to touch on a few scriptures. It says when Yahu, verse 15, and when he was departed thence, he lying on Jehonadab and Rechab coming to meet him. And he saluted him and said to him, if thine heart right, as my heart is with thine heart, and Jehonadab answer it is. If it be, give me thine hand. And he gave his hand and he took him up two into the chariot. And he said, come with me and see my zeal for Yahweh. So they made him ride in the chariot. And when he had come to Samaria, he slew all that remained unto Ahab in Samaria. This wicked generation tells you that Yahweh has changed. He despised the sins of Ahab. As he used that Jezebel, that Jezebel starlet, to induce this vile spirit of Baal worship. That's what men today, they love the women because these women are seduced by their own femininity. And they literally think they possess something. So they give them reign of authority and power. And Yahweh never intended for that to be. Yahweh is the head of Messiah. And he is the head of man, and man is the head of woman. So they ordain these Jezebels and tell them they are called to speak their liars. They are called to take care of their husbands and their children and to be mothers at homes and to teach the young women how to be mothers. Not to be a busybody running the street, running around seeing what they can get their filthy hands in. That I'm going to do. I'm going to preach. Whether you love me or despise me, it makes no difference at all. Whether you concur with me or not, it makes no difference. There must be a difference between his people and the people of the world. They don't walk the same. They don't do the same thing. That's why Yahweh wants his people out of this corrupt system. We're in this world, but we're not of it. We don't take upon the habitual form of this world. The lusts of the eyes, lusts of the flesh, the pride of life, these things are not of Yahweh. I'm proud of my son. Why? The lying, deceitful thing he is. His heart is not sincere. Oh, he plays basketball. What a foolish thing. Oh, my daughter's a cheerleader. Is that so? Why would she want to make herself naked like that? Expose her wicked ways. That ought not to be. Yahweh never intended for that. He intended for the daughters to be holy, to be clean and pure. And these Jezebel, Isabel, Sadei, that's what they are. We can think of someone else's daughters that way, but we won't think ours is that way. But they deny the faith and they deny what Yahweh's done for them, their goal, their darkness. We think it's someone else's daughter. We don't think it's ours. We condemn someone else's, and yet we say to them that do the same thing. You're just like Eli. Your son's heart, not feet, eyes. And they're going to die. You're going to drop dead. You're going to die just like him. There's no doubt about that. They've lost the fear of Yahweh. They don't even fear his name. They don't fear his laws, his commandments, his truth. They speak lies. They feel the bitterness of one another with this us, and they have nothing to sustain any kind of life in them at all. They have no life. None whatsoever. None. And they would tell you, oh, I love the Lord. I know you love the Lord of your belly. Your bowel. I know you love him. Oh, God is good to me. I know you're good to yourself. Because that's all you think about. Your greed and your lust. Your own consumption. You don't think about no one else. So your God is good to you. He is good for you. You're lustful, you're greedy, you're selfish. Don't tell me that's the spirit of your way. It isn't. He said, I want to show you my zeal toward Yahweh. Yeah, I want you to see my zeal toward Yahweh's truth. That you ought to be zealous for him. You ought to be a zealot for Yahweh. We're zealous for everything. Hey, do you understand that folks tomorrow will shut services down early? They want to get the pregame and all of that. Filled with beer commercials. Viagra. And every kind of vile thing. Every kind of naked woman. Every kind of whore that is. Every kind of starlight there is. In this whorewood. What they call Hollywood. And they will sell your body. Every kind of trick and every kind of thing it is. And you will think it works. And y'all would tell us to buy the truth and sell it not. And you won't even buy the truth. And you'll buy what they sell you with at the drop of a hat. You don't think nothing about that. And these folks, you think that they are spending some $1.245 million for a 30-second commercial not to reap on that? There are corporations that wait for just that one 30-second commercial that make their entire revenue back by a 30-second commercial on the Super Bowl. You tell me that God, if they are spots they reject. You got to have a witness of spirit with that God in order to get a spot on that Super Bowl thing, all right? You just don't get a spot there. No, you don't do that. You don't do that. So you're going to have to show him a motivation of love toward him. And they will spend $1.6 million for one 30-second spot. And yet they will make their money plus more. Just that spot. For one purpose. For everyone that watches, that spirit enters into their hearts. That's the truth. That's why many have so much struggle. You ought not to watch that trash. I don't even want a glimpse at it. And that's the truth. May Yahweh give us strength. Let me start back at verse 16. He said, come with me and see my zeal for Yahweh. So they made him ride in the chariot. And when he had come to Samaria, he slew all the remained unto Ahab in Samaria. Till he had destroyed him. According to who? The saying of Yahweh, which he spake by Elijah. He slew every last one of them. He destroyed them. Well, that's not this loving, kind God that this wicked world teaches you. It's him. He's going to destroy them that destroy the earth. Because judgment is not expediently executed. And the heart of man is fully set to do evil. You don't see the judgment of Yahweh. That's why the heart is so fully set to do evil. This is a wicked generation. Nothing like this one. Even Ahab. Even Elah. Hophni, Phinehas. This generation is worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. They give themselves over to every kind of perverted spirit. Every kind of vile thing. They got their traditions and their rituals. They ordain every kind of corrupt thing. Homosexuals, lesbians, women, children. Child think as a child. A child is not meant to lead. That's why Messiah had to come to maturity. He had to come to full age. They got their prodigies, their child preachers. That is a spirit of hell. It is not of Yahweh. That's why when Messiah, before he was 13, as he disputed with them in the temple, and Joseph and Miriam, they went back and they found him. Why? Because it wasn't his time. It seems good and fair to the flesh. Or you can fill one of these Baptist whorehouses. Just get your little 12-year-old, put him on something, let him get up there and holler like some little fool. No, let them serve the tabernacle. Let them serve the house of Yahweh, sleeping, cleaning, faithfulness in prayer. Let them serve the man of Yahweh. That's what they need to do. He says in verse 18, Yahu gathered all the people together and said unto them, Ahab serve Baal, but Yehu shall serve him much. Look what he says in verse 19. He said, now therefore call unto me all the prophets of Baal and all his servants and all his priests. Let none be wanting, for I have a great sacrifice for Baal. Whosoever shall be wanting, he shall not live. Yehu did it in a subtle way, to the intent that he might destroy the worshipers of Baal. And that's what Yahweh's going to do. He's going to destroy these Baal worshipers. They all call upon you. Do you understand that Baalism is a diversity of religion? And it's not just not about Baal. There's so many different spirits that you fall prostrate before. So that's why you have this Baal worship. You have the apostolic, the church of God holy, the church of Jesus Christ, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Pentecostals, the church of prophecy. They are spirits of Baal. Don't tell me they have power. No, I think you can't find that harlot and what you call the tabernacle or the assembly of Yahweh nowhere. They have no faith. None whatsoever. They can't believe Yahweh for healing. You might as well say amen. They can't believe Yahweh to sustain them and to supply the bread. Though he slay me, I'm going to trust him. I'm going all the way. I'm going all the way. I will not let some pervert lay his hands on me and tell me that I got something. I won't do it. I won't let him destroy my faith. I won't let him take that away. And that's what this world is doing. Isn't that amazing? Because that's what these men, they call themselves congressmen. They are fighting for the elderly so they can have their drugs, their minds, and their minds are so full of drugs, and yet they've gone away from the laying of hands and praying for those that are sick. Don't tell me we know the power of Yahweh. Don't tell me we have some anointing. The seniors need their drug subscriptions, and they will spend $1,500, $2,000 a month on drugs, worse than a cocaine crack addict. Don't tell me that's your way. We've given ourselves over to our flesh, the greed and the lust of our flesh. That's why we're in the shape we're in. Man sows to the flesh, he's got all the flesh reap corruption, and this whole thing is going to stink. You sow to the stinky flesh, it's going to bring forth stinkiness. It's going to have a funk to it. And we don't want to deal with that. So we try to mask that and cover that instead of doing what Yahweh says. And we sow to the Spirit, then we're going to reap life everlasting. So no one is sowing to the Spirit. Don't say what you want to. Don't tell me Yahweh ordains a homosexual to minister for him. Don't tell me he ordained a butch bulldog to minister for him in some what we call from Achill. Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. Don't tell me he ordained some homosexual loving another man, and that's my position. Don't tell me that. You can't make me believe that. Hallelujah. What we need to do is get some zeal for Yahweh. The just shall live by faith. You can have all your religious, all of your religious relics. That don't mean a nigger's worth a hog fat. Doesn't mean nothing. If he has justified us, then we live by faith. We trust him. Will he find faith when he come? If he find it, it is going to be so minuscule. It's going to be such little faith. There will be just a glimmer of light in the world. And that's the truth. That's the truth. That's the truth. And so they're drugging the seniors whereby they can't even pray. They can't think. They're cutting them. Doing these strange things of these pagan forms of worship. That's why you notice all these men shave their heads off. Tattoo their body. It's a part of Baalism. It's Balaam. That's what it's all a part of. It's a worship. That's why all these ball players, their heads are shaved. And that's why they got their bodies tattooed. It's all a form of worship. That's what it is. That's what it is. It's worship. It's worship. So there are many facets of Baalism. Many, many facets, my brothers and sisters. More than just one. Now I want to show you, he says, I'm going to destroy the worshipers of Baal. Yahu said, he said, I tell you what, proclaim a solemn assembly for Baal. And they call for it. And that's what they're doing tomorrow. And that's what they will do tomorrow. They will call a solemn assembly for Baal. For their lords. You know that there's more than one lords. There are many lords. Isn't that amazing? Because all these years, we never, because of our ignorance, we never understood that. Lord is a title. And God is a title. It is not his name. And you fools pray, Lord, help me. I will not pray that. It's a fool. When a man comes to the knowledge of the truth, he rejects that. He says no to Yahweh. A fool says in his heart, no, or there is no Yah. That's what he says. You're not going to come into his presence that way. He has a proper protocol. And yet at one time he just winked at our ignorance. He said, they're just ignorant. They don't know. He said, but now I'm calling men everywhere to repent of these pagan forms, these rituals and these formalities. That they may come to the knowledge and the truth of whom I am. That there may be a worship of spirit and in truth, in spirit and in truth. Not mama's way, daddy's way. Yehu, he proclaimed that. And he sent, look at this, verse 21, and Yehu sent throughout all Yisrael and all the worshipers of Baal came. So that there was not a man left. They came not. Everyone came. And they came into the house of Baal. And the house of Baal was full from one end to another. We have 20,000 that are coming for tomorrow's service. 25,000 members. That's what they decry. 60,000 tomorrow. 70,000. From one end of that stadium to the other. It will fill these whorehouses. That's what they are. They're whorehouses. They've produced illegitimacy. Whoredom. Uncleanness. The women will dress like Jezebels. The men have no shame at all. None. They're whorehouses. They're whorehouses. He said, fill them up. I want them all full. He's going to fill them. He's going to fill them. Whether the storefronts or the mega ones or what they call mega. Isn't that something? Mega whorehouses. That's what they are. I don't repent of that. You always use the word 97 times. So if he used it, it's important. I said to the young brothers one day concerning the shofar. I said, if Yahweh instructed man to blow that at the beginning of worship and his services, then who did it please? It pleased Yahweh. So it may seem foolish to us. It may seem worthless, but it pleases him. And that's all that matters. You think something like that pleases him? Well, when you do what he says, it pleases him. Obedience is better than any kind of sacrifice. So we obey Him, it pleases Him. And if we don't obey Him, then it doesn't please Him. And He called them all together, said the house was full. And He said unto him that was over the vestry, bring forth vestments for all the worshippers of Baal. I want them all dressed alike. And they're all dressed alike today. You can't tell any secret between them and the world. The women wear dresses under their buttocks. They put their daughters back in pants. Don't tell me that's a war garment for a man. A woman is not made for that thing to be up in her private parts. That's the truth. These are war garments for a man. He can move swiftly. He never called a woman to go forth in battle, to fight. That was David's problem because he knew that was the time that kings went forth to battle and he didn't go. He should have been out there. He should have been out there in battle. And he didn't go. Then he found himself being seduced by his own lust. That's what he did. He said, they came into the house of Baal, and the house was full. He said, put on a certain kind of vestments, and all the worships of Baal, and he brought them forth vestments. And when Jehu went, and Jehonadab, the son of Rechab, into the house of Baal, and said unto the worshippers of Baal, search and look. Listen now. He said, I want you to make sure, search and you look, that there be here with you none of the servants of Yahweh. Make sure you're not in their gathering zone tomorrow. Make sure you're not in their pagan sun worship. These folks are going to hell because they think, well, I can keep both things. No, he hallowed the Shabbat. That's what he did. And he needs for you to keep that honorable, pleasing unto him. Or I rest watching television all day, playing on computers, filling your belly with husk, bored to the stiff. That's not keeping the Shabbat. It's a day of rest and pleasure. It is for me. I look forward to Friday about noon. And after dinner time, boy, that is such a delight for me. I don't know about you, but I do. I just look forward to it. I take a delight in that. A tremendous rest. I look forward to the rest. I look forward to spending a little time with the brothers and they're looking forward to the rest. I delight in that rest of Yahweh. I delight in it. He said, bring them all into the same house. Make sure they're clothed. They have on the same vestments. That they're all dressed alike. And they all dress alike today. They dress like the world. They look like the world. They walk like the world. That's what they do. He said, you bring them all in. The Jehu, he went, in verse 23, he went, and Jehonadab and Rechab into the house of Baal, and they identified the worshippers. And those that were of Yahweh, they said, get out. But the worships of Baal only. And when they went within to offer sacrifice and burn offerings, Jehu appointed 80 men without, and said, if any of the men whom I have brought into your hands escape, he that let him go, his life shall be for the life of him. He always says, get one filthy thing, escape. I don't want nothing left. And it came to pass, as soon as he was made an end of offering the burnt offerings, that Jehu said unto the guards of the captains, go in and slay them. Let none come forth. And they smote them with the edge of the sword, and the guards and the captains cast them out, and went into the city of the house of Baal, and they brought forth the images out of the house of Baal, and they burnt them. And they break down the images of Baal, and break down the house of Baal, and made it dwarf house unto this day. Thus Jehu destroyed Baal out of Israel. Howbeit, from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. Do you hear what he did? He caused them to sin. He caused them to transgress, to forget the laws of Yahweh. And your Nabats are causing you to do that. These religious perverts are causing the nation and the world to forget the laws of Yahweh. It is such an ignorant mindset to see that the old covenant, the laws of Moshiach, Psalms and the prophets have no relevance. And one of the most profound scriptures that Peter on Pentecost, he uttered from his voice, "He that calleth upon the name of Yahweh shall be saved." From Zephaniah, he prophesied that with profoundness. And yet they say it's not relevant. Well, then if it's not relevant, then this one we call Messiah, he has no purpose in our lives. Because Moshe wrote of him, and the prophets prophesied of him. They talked about him, and the law is of him. This is an ignorant generation. It's a religious one. Steeped in their traditions, in their ways. And Yahweh is not in their thoughts, in their minds, in their hearts. They're walking very religiously. They have no fear at all. He made Israel to sin. Yehu departed not from them. To wit, the golden calves that were in Bethel, that were in Dan. Verse 30. And Yahweh said unto Yehu, "Because thou hast done well in executing that which is right in my eyes." See, we don't think that's right in his eyes. He's going to destroy them.